If you happen to find yourself on 51st Street in Midtown Manhattan today, you might have noticed hundreds of statuesque women with dramatic eyeliner and swept-up hair waiting patiently in line. They were there to fulfill a dream many of them have had since they were young girls, to join the Radio City Rockettes. Here's what it sounded like as the young women auditioned for the annual Christmas show.
I'm Mackenzie Schwarzkopf, and there is a very long line of girls who are all hoping to achieve the same goal of becoming a Rockette. And it's wrapping around the building, so there's a lot of people here. We're all tall.
5'9" and a half, 5'10".
Like 5'10" and a quarter, 5'10" and a half.
Long legs.
In the dance world, it's hard being tall and getting a job sometimes, so the Rockettes are the place to be when you're tall. My name is Amber Martin. I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
I think they're looking for originality.
Clean lines.
Sharp arms.
Precision.
It's like when they tell you to put your arms somewhere, your arms are there.
I'm Valerie Bell, and I'm up here auditioning for the Radio City Rockettes. Every year on Thanksgiving morning, my sisters and I wake up and go sit in our beds and watch the wait for the Rockettes. Like, none of us will take a shower until we see the Rockettes come and do their new dance that they do. So,
I'm going to go up to the 7th floor. Follow all the audition signs.
You can just... My name is Linda Haberman, and I'm the director choreographer of the Radio City Christmas Spectacular.
Good afternoon.
It's interesting. I mean, they have to dance-wise be able to blend in and do precision dance, so they have to be very exact in their movements, but as individual performers at the same time. It's a tough job.
While you're thinking about those 99 details, you have to remember that you're a Rockette, yes, and it's Christmas.
I believe that the style of dance requires them to be very strong and aggressive and dynamic in their performing. They're women, but I believe in being strong women.
Sorry, ladies.
My name is Mary Catherine Smart, and I'm through to the next round. I'm excited. So they said it's going to be a long wait, so I'm going to go get some food and rest up and come back.
My name is Catherine Haverland. They kept maybe 20 people to do another combination, and then the rest of us are done. But you just have to keep trying, keep going. You always end up doing enough gigs that hopefully the rejections, you know, don't weigh on you as heavy. I think I'll go get a manicure.
Would-be Rockettes in New York City. NPR's Robert Smith produced that audio postcard.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.